Blog Talk Radio.
It's episode 16.
16
of Conclave Radio.
Woohoo! Wow, another week, Casey. It feels like we just left.
I know.
Yep.
Did we not?
We did in a way.
Oh,
in a way.
Right.
Yeah, it was just 3 days ago. We were together in the room beside us for
That's
Conclave.
True. Clint and I are always together.
We are. Yeah, it's just like an internal bond. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a great week. How's your week been?
It's been pretty boring.
Yeah.
Pretty great. It was going pretty smooth until I hit that traffic on the way here.
Yeah, traffic was pretty bad. And then you got the nosebleed.
Yeah, nosebleed in traffic. Then the exit was closed. Had to turn around. It was a fun experience.
Yeah. And nonetheless, the nosebleed on the white shirt.
Yeah, the first time I wore a nice white shirt.
Yeah. You should have worn your 80s. And then it would have been totally awesome. And it would have been like,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now how it looks.
It could look like you got like a fight.
I would have looked like a true bad boy at church.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But now it just looks like you got a nosebleed.
Yeah. Just a nosebleed.
Just a nosebleed. It's still tough in my eyes. It's still tough.
Yeah.
I'm not even tough enough to get nosebleeds. I mean, that's
really?
How untough I am. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's been a great week. So we have lots to talk about. We'll want to recap last week's Conclave. We had a good time together. We will preview the upcoming week, which is a big one because it is our Super Bowl extravaganza. So yes, that wasn't sound effects by me and Casey. That was like high tech.
No buttons pressed.
Oh yeah, I mean that was amazing. You went through the budget we just spent just on those sound effects. So yeah, so I'll show you again. Our Conclave Super Bowl party extravaganza.
This is coming out of our budget.
Yeah, I know. We've gone from zero to zero.
Probably shouldn't do it a third time.
Yeah, let's not do it again. Yeah. So we'll have to talk about that. And, of course, we are joined by a special guest this week. He is the owner of Conquer Apparel Line and the drummer for not only the Sanctuary here at Metropolitan Church of God, he is more importantly the percussionist for Conclave. He is the Hunter Champion.
Yeah.
Hunter, welcome to Conclave.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, we talk about you all the time on the show, Hunter, because you are one of the true blue faithful listeners of the show.
It's true. Like the past three episodes, we can recall us talking about you and what we talked about you about.
Yeah, so it was.
That makes sense.
And how beautiful was it that you didn't have to do your drumming duties tonight, so you were just wide open, ready for the invite.
It was
right?
Like a God thing. It really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being on Conclave Radio is a very heavenly, euphoric state, so I understand.
Yeah.
So, it's way better than playing the drums.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, it is a little hesitant, but let's take it.
It's on up there.
I mean,
it's
great.
On up there.
I guarantee people will be able to hear you better here than they will in the sanctuary because they still need to turn up your volume. Casey's bad.
Oof.
Oh.
Little shots fired there.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's fine. Oh. I have to find shots to shoot at someone because I can't make fun of Michelle. So I have to go to somebody.
Not to name drop.
Yeah. So, Hunter, we're glad that you're here. Of course, you know that you will be judged based on, of course, the five random questions.
I'm finding right now.
Yes, so we will do that. And we also want to give you some time to talk about Conquer, the apparel line that is sweeping the world. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a line on – what's the Instagram page? What's the – your
It's Conquer_lifestyle, all lowercase.
I've never seen an apparel company that doesn't have a multi-million dollar budget that has more models than you do. I mean, every day you have a different model wearing the Conquer. And Casey, have you ever been asked to be a model for Conquer Apparel?
There was one time where I was helping him with his channel on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we just didn't do it again.
Yeah.
It was a senior year, though.
It was a very busy time for me, though. But I am open to doing it now.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why. I mean, I mean, I say this total confident in who I am. I mean, you got some good looking guys that are your models, and you know, you have very beautiful people that are, I mean, it's amazing. I'm like, who are these people? I've never heard of these people. Where do you find these individuals at?
On social media. Usually most of the time they reach out to me.
Are they people that you know? Are there people that got the shirt and they're like, hey, I'm willing to model it for you?
A little bit of both. Yeah. Some people, they stumble across the page, or, you know, they have bought something, or they saw that we were doing a giveaway or just something like that. Or either I was scrolling through the Explorer page and just saw what like their page was about and liked what, you know, they were putting out, and just kind of got in contact with them.
So do you give them away for free?
To them, yes.
Oh,
but there is a catch. There is a catch.
What's the catch?
What is? You have to reimburse with pictures.
With
high quality pictures.
Well, here's another question for you. Since by looking at everyone who's been featured on your social media page. Mm-hmm. Does the person on the social media page have to look beautiful, you know, like everyone
else?
That's
a great question. I mean, don't you want to appeal to the average Joe Schmo? Because I could appeal to the average Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how you and I haven't gotten
I'm not, you know, the most fit of people, but I've heard by some that the dad bod is coming back.
It's not only for fit people.
What are you trying to say?
It's for everybody.
He implied that we're not fit.
No. Well,
I mean, I'm not hunter fit.
Under this layer of fat, I know that I have a beach bod.
Yeah. Well, we have a few months to get ready for it before the.
Yeah, I guess I got.
But the dad bod is hot right now.
Yeah.
And y'all are going on a beach trip.
We are going on a beach trip, and we. I'm sad that you can't go, but I understand, of course, because the little champion will be born a month later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just going to let you know I'm a little bitter about not being asked to model. But
I'm going to have to look at our budget.
But I'll give you my word. How about this? I keep saying it. This week, I'm ordering myself a Conclave shirt. I haven't decided if I want a hoodie. A Conquer.
You're getting the C's.
Yes. I don't know if I want a Conquer t-shirt or a Conquer hoodie.
Well, it is going to start warming up soon.
Yeah.
Well, and then this is more of an idea. Speaking of little champion.
Yeah.
Are you going to start selling Conquer onesies?
Ooh, you're going to have to at least get one Conquer shirt for the little
I have ordered one.
Yeah.
I hope it fits in it. I hope it'll come out really big.
Is it going to make the hospital cut? Because I know that is a big deal with the ladies, is what the child will wear, especially the coming home outfit.
No.
It won't be the coming home outfit.
No, Miss Bethany. No.
That's out. I'm sure that outfit has already been determined.
Yes.
Yeah. You
know, she's already been ironing it and like got it smelling all good and stuff for him.
Okay, so it might make it like the home wear one of these.
It might be the first thing he sleeps in.
Oh,
fair enough.
That's not bad.
Nobody will see it, but you know.
I'm sure. Yeah, because you won't take 12,000 pictures.
It might be the first thing he spits up on, but
it's okay. No, the first thing he spits up on will be you. There's a little dad advice for you on that one. All right, well, that's very good. So any other ways that people can reach out to talk to you about Conquer Lifestyle and your apparel line? So the best way is to go to the Instagram page.
It is, yeah.
What about the website? You have a website?
Yep, it's conquerlifestyle.com, all lowercase. But we're solely just on Instagram right now. A little bit of Facebook, but mainly Instagram, since everything we do is with pictures.
Yeah.
So
go to the Instagram page and you can find pictures of Hunter with his cutout knees with his jeans. And he loves his jeans.
Holy jeans.
With the holes right on
Holy
the knees.
Jeans.
Right on the knees. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just on the knees.
They are a big favorite
Fair
for
enough.
Hunter,
Jesus
I can tell.
Approved jeans.
Gotcha. They're Jesus approved?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, so let's recap the week that was, as we always do. We do this for a couple of reasons. We do it for our Conclavians who live in other states for school purposes. Of course, we have our Conclavians in Norway and Alaska. Hello.
Philippines.
Hello, we're so glad you're listening.
We're international.
Yeah,
did anybody learn the word that Chase used last week to say hello to the Philippines?
Oh. You know what? I forgot. But that's what Google's for.
It was a Norwegian word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I believe it was a Norwegian word. He will listen to this probably tomorrow, and then we can...
I'll use it next week.
He was on point with that one, though.
He was.
I was very surprised when
he
pulled that out.
It was very impressive. He was ready.
Yeah, he was.
Chase is another loyal listener to the program. So that was a good job. All right, so last week we continued on with our Losers Club series. We first week was about Moses. Then we talked about John the Baptist, excuse me. And this past week we discussed Rahab. And Rahab. And I'm going to ask Hunter not to say much during the Rahab talk because of a little comment that he said at church. And I will say, someone's wife asked me to make sure that you knew that you were not allowed to say such a thing on the biggest podcast in the world.
We all know the trouble that he could get.
That's correct, because we can't talk on the podcast about Hunter calling his wife Rahab. So we can't do that. So Hunter, I'm asking you not to do that on the podcast because Bethany explicitly asked me not to let you do that.
Lips are sealed.
So do not call her Rahab on the podcast.
No Rahab for Bethany.
No, absolutely not. Not like she listens anyways, right?
No,
she doesn't.
At least I wouldn't call her that again.
Right, you wouldn't do that again, yeah. So we talked about Rahab and how the trust that she put into God in the, you know, in the position that she was in. You know, mm-hmm. she was kind of a nobody, low standing. You know, a lot of people don't really think about it. Her, the scripture talks about she lived in Jericho, and she actually lived in the wall. She lived in the wall. That's how thick the walls of Jericho were, where she lived in the wall, and how she was visited by the Hebrew spies, and how she was able to save them. And ultimately, they promised, because of what she did for them, that they let her carry on with them throughout the years. And we know that the big thing about Rahab was her lineage. And we remember about that?
Yes.
I actually did not know of that.
I did not know that
she was tied to Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. No. Yes.
Yes. You did not know that.
No, I did not know that.
You did not know that. That was a double negative, but yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's really cool, you know, for, you know, people think that, you know, it's kind of like in England, the royal family, you know, it's this bloodline that's just perfect. You know, they're just all perfect people, it seems like, you know. And in the lineage of the King of Kings, it kind of starts with a prostitute.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing, you know, because I think she was even placed in the Hall of Faith, where we read about in Hebrews. So I think that if he can think of her in the faith that she showed, surely that I can show a little bit of good faith,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, if someone of those standards can make it, then I think anyone can.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's amazing that, you know, kind of see, you know, who her children was. It related to Ruth, and then ultimately related to Jesse, who was then tied to King David. And then we know, you read in Matthew chapter 1, you find out that David's lineage ultimately ends with Jesus. So I thought that was really cool. What did y'all think about the night in general? We had fajita night. We had some good worship again. General thoughts about the night.
Great. The fajitas were amazing. Lisa did a very good job.
I thought so too.
Worship was great as always. Maybe we'll put someone else in charge of printing out the...
Big news. I have big news. So this Sunday is going to be... Super Bowl party extravaganza.
Right. Yeah.
So we won't have worship that night, but the next week we are going to have all the worship on the television.
Oh, as the word.
The word
for
the worship on the television.
Wow. Step up.
We are stepping it up, people. We are
That's
stepping
great.
It up. Yes. Yeah, so I put that in motion on Monday. Should have done it a long time ago. So, so instead of us having to all be glued to a piece of paper the whole time.
Yeah, we're just upgrading.
We are upgrading. So, we are moving on up. What'd you think about Sunday, Hunter?
The fajitas were good.
Okay.
Baby Reese did like them.
Oh, that's good.
He loves
good.
Mexican right now.
Ooh.
The worship was good. The worship was sponsored by Conquer.
It was. Everyone on the worship team had a Conquer shirt.
Yep. I thought the song choice was very nice.
It was. Do you like, because you've just now started playing the box drum.
Cajon.
Yeah, for us. How do you like, because as a drummer, now I'm not the drummer that you were, but I know like even when I'm in worship, like in the sanctuary, I'm tapping my foot, I'm doing the arms, the neck. And so like you were a real drummer. So do you prefer to have time off where you can just stand there and, or do you see like, I like doing my thing that God gave me the gift to do.
Yeah, I feel very lost.
Yeah.
When I'm not behind or playing something. I actually like just kind of zone out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel more lost than
I don't. I don't even play drums, and I do the same thing. I do it in the car all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the car drums.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like
of course.
I find myself I'm not even like singing
because
I'm more focused on like I should be playing right now.
Exactly.
Or something needs to be playing.
Right.
You know? So it's more actually a distraction when I don't get to play.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed having you play.
I think it's taken it to another level.
It has. And I'm not saying that because you're in here. We've said that on the show already that it has been a huge addition to the worship. And it may, actually, I think you heard it. We talked about this in the podcast that Chase and Lauren said immediately after, said our vote is that he does it every week. And I said,
yeah, you're not allowed to leave.
No.
Except this Sunday.
Except this Sunday for the Super Bowl party. Okay. No worship. So, I mean, I'm a little bitter about it, but I understand. All right, so it is that time, Hunter. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is the way by which we are all judged. All guests are judged on Conclave Radio. It is 5 random questions. It is always started out with Casey. He will ask you a question. You will give it the best answer. You cannot do next question. I can't answer that. You can't give a one-word answer. You've got to really dive straight in. Give us your best answer, and we will proceed, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
With question number
first
one.
First question, as random as it gets. If you could go back in history, who would you like to meet?
God. I mean, not God. I mean, that would be cool. That would be cool, but...
You don't have to go back in time to meet him.
Right. What's back in time?
Like in history?
Yeah, what's the time period? Like 10 years
ago?
Yeah, 10 years ago, prehistoric era, the revolution, anything like that, I assume.
I wouldn't really mind like meeting like actual cavemen and like really seeing like how they lived.
Cavemen?
Yeah. Like cavemen, yeah.
Okay.
And see like what they got away with. Like, as far as, like, with their women.
Oh.
Like, how they talk to them. You know, like,
how they talk to them?
How, like, you
I'm
know.
Pretty sure they didn't call them Rahab.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure they probably just grabbed them by the hair and
walked
them out when they wanted them to go.
Probably
was
a lot worse than calling them Rahab.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think, you know.
Fair enough.
To see the difference.
Yeah.
Right.
So
how we've advanced.
Right.
I would say that's a pretty tough question that you asked him, Casey. So
okay.
I'm going to go a little bit easier
for
you, Hunter. Who is the better cook, your mother or Bethany? That's right. I did. Now, I know. Isn't that awesome?
Well, neither one of them really cook.
Oh, really? Neither one of them cook? Bethany doesn't cook?
I mean, she crock pot.
She
and like last night, you know, spaghetti. Which
I
think I made it. No, actually, I made that.
Oh,
man, cooker. This is tough.
Vicky Champion doesn't cook. Were y'all more of a going out to eat family?
More like Tyson chicken fingers.
Oh yeah.
And mac and cheese.
Oh yeah.
It's very simple food. Yeah,
but that's still cooking.
It wasn't like meals.
Well, I'm not asking about made from scratch buttermilk biscuits every day and corn.
What's the best meal you ever had, and who was it cooking for?
And that doesn't count as question 3. That's just a part of
like,
question 3.
Like,
just me
living with my parents as far as my mom cooking, or like the last year of me and Bethany, because, you know, the first year of marriage is.
I would just say in general, if your mom cooked the best meal she could and Bethany cooked the best meal she could, and they were both amazing dishes that you both like, whose plate are you going to go to? Bethany's or your mom's?
If I want a place to stay that night, I'm going to have to go
You're
with
good.
Bethany.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go back home with my parents.
Yeah. Survey says, ding!
Bethany.
Correct answer.
Yes.
Correct answer.
Woo.
All right, so now you're on question 3. You know about question 3, right? It's the hump question.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the one you are judged most upon.
Yeah, it really is. Because it determines how 4 and 5 is
going
to go.
And I'm going hard on these questions today. You're very special.
I feel that.
Yeah, these are good ones.
And this one may be hard to actually answer, depending on who you are. But okay, here we go. What is your earliest memory?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm. Probably, actually, it was probably when I was 3 years old, standing behind a drum kit in church. The drummer at my home church actually used to bring me up, like at altar call or like during the morning practice. And I would stand there with some headphones on and watch him play. Or either he would put me on his lap if it was like a more simple song. And I was probably about 3, I think. Yeah. So that's probably my earliest memory.
And how early did you start playing drums? Like,
I was 3.
You were at 3, mm-hmm. you started messing around with mm-hmm. drums?
And I've never had lessons.
Same. Yeah, you know, you just, you're self-taught.
Mm-hmm. You're he kind of instilled it in me. And uh-huh. then when we moved, I just pretty much just taught myself.
Hmm. So. Very good. Mm-hmm. You've come a long way.
I've come a long way.
Okay, that's a good answer. Okay. All right, so my question, number 4. What, so you know that phrase, first world problems, right? Hashtag first world problems. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like, oh no, my DirecTV went out. Or mm-hmm. no, I'm not middle, my DVR messed up and I missed the last 5 minutes of my favorite show.
Oh no, my heated seats aren't working.
Exactly.
All our luxury items.
Right, yes. Or, yeah, I mean, my internet's out for 10 minutes and I can't get on Facebook and see what everyone ate for dinner. Like, something like that. Okay, so to piggyback on that, what first world problem do you have? And you can be maybe one you've had recently, or if you have one currently.
It's not usually, enough followers on Conquer.
No, yeah, well, usually it's like when Bethany steps on my shoes, because I love my shoes. Like, almost, I'm not going to say almost as much as I love her. But when she steps on my shoes, I'm like, oh, my God. And I know there's people in other countries.
You mean in normal? You might, like, if her, she has on regular kind of shoes, and she accidentally, like,
does. When she scuffs them.
She scuffs your shoe? How does she scuff your shoe?
Well, like, when she steps on it and puts dirt on it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
and I know, like,
new shoes.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
It's always, like, the day I get new shoes.
Mm.
And I know, like, there's other countries where people, you know, walking around barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
But.
You love your shoes.
I just really love my shoes.
I would say
I'm like cold.
I think shoes are just so expensive, more expensive than they should be.
Yes.
Which
really
is
are.
One reason why I would understand why you'd be like that. Because mm-hmm. I'll get new shoes.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice.
Yeah. They, well, I got them, I guess,
those are kind
of a couple
similar,
months
actually.
Ago.
Those shoes are very similar.
But
those
like,
wow.
And I take good care of them, but when there's dirt around the bottom,
yeah,
that's when I don't care.
Right.
Right. Well, now, see, and I've got shoes that are, you know, for going out, you know, out in the yard, this and
right.
that, and, you know, whatever. But I don't know. It's just something about my shoes.
Hmm. You mentioned Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen his in person, but I would love to see his shoe collection in Mass.
Man.
Have
oh.
you ever seen them?
I've not, but he's told me about it.
Based off what
he
is.
It's like a museum.
Yeah. It puts me to shame. And I've got some shoes. My wife tells me, don't buy no more shoes.
I love shoes.
But based off what he told me, I'm like, yeah, it can't even hold up to your standard.
Well, maybe we, one of these things, Cole can invite us over, and on the Conclave YouTube channel, we could do like a, remember the TV show Cribs? We need a crib of Cole's closet of all
closet.
Of his shoes. That, how funny would that be if we
a
did
theory,
a, Conclave Cribs? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
There's another winning idea.
All right. We need to start putting these in action.
Conclave,
now.
We need a
there
whiteboard.
Is,
well, now look.
There is only one video
and
on that YouTube channel.
And now, speaking of that, you know, Hunter is the one that gave us the great idea to do Conclave TV in
that's
the new
true.
Studio.
Yeah.
Greg, wonderful Greg Dye, is putting us together a real studio. He has a wood, like a mahogany desk. He has things
he's
ordered.
He's got the panels.
We're going to have like
he's,
real equipment.
Guard.
He's ordering us real equipment, Casey. Like real equipment.
I almost feel bad.
I don't. Oh. But I asked him, I said, I asked him at dinner tonight, I said, I don't have a budget for this. He says, your budget is the person who owns the cattle on the Thousand Hillsides. Woo! I'm telling
you,
me and Hunter about it went crazy when he
almost
said that.
Took a lap.
So, yeah, so I was pretty excited. So it sounds like he's going to, we're going to be all set up. And so at that point, we can start doing Conclave TV
mm-hmm.
and broadcast it so they can get the visual of what's going mm-hmm. on right now. But I think Conclave Cribs would be hilarious.
You know what? We ought to do a Conclave Live on Sunday night of our service.
That has also been a suggestion. Mm-hmm. The Michelle Gann and Chase mm-hmm. also have suggested that. And I think that's a great idea, too. We'll just have to figure out the best place to put the said camera.
Yes. Well, you know, in case people are sick or whatever, can't make it.
Right. Well, you just don't want...
Or if you have a baby.
Well, and I don't want someone to have to, like, carry the camera around to get the best... Like, you know, I don't want one of us to have to do that. Because I want everybody to be able to just be there.
Right.
But if we could, like, put it in a stationary place where it could kind of get...
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I think it'd be cool to do that.
Not the back of somebody's head, Darren Marshall.
No, you don't want that either.
No.
So we're going to have to figure something out. But a little, maybe trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
But Conclave Cribs, I'm telling you, that might be.
Yes.
That is YouTube
that might be
gold. YouTube. So we could do the number one, the first episode with, mm-hmm. with Cole.
Have we done five questions?
We just did five questions. Remember?
Did we do all five, though?
No,
ask me one.
Oh, we've done four. We've done. No, I have to ask you.
No, he did me three,
and I've done two, so we're done.
Oh,
right.
I guess so.
No. He asked me the third one.
He asked the first. I asked the second about cooking.
Uh huh.
And then he asked the third
about
the hump, and then I asked the fourth. And I asked about your first world problem.
Yeah,
that was four, and now you're on five.
Okay.
Oh,
we do have one more.
We're still going.
Sorry.
It's okay. That's what these podcasts are about.
We're making up for it by having a short episode.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're good.
That's fine.
We're good. Okay.
Okay. Last question.
Okay. Here we go.
Last question. What is the best prank you have ever pulled?
I'm not a prankster.
You should join our crew because it's fun.
Yeah, apparently.
They're already planning
the
a prank
for
the beach trip.
The beach trip is already planned out.
I heard on the last episode y'all did.
Yeah, I'm really nervous.
And you don't like shaving cream, right?
No, I don't even use shaving cream to shave.
Now, how do you do that?
I shave in the shower, and my skin is so nice and glowing that it just doesn't hurt. I mean, I just do it with water. It doesn't hurt.
You have
understandable.
Sensitive skin?
No, I do not have sensitive skin at all.
You just don't like shaving cream.
Oh,
it is
absolutely a texture thing. Like, I have serious texture issues. Yeah, it is a big concern for me. So yeah, I can't. Like the thought of it getting on my ears and that crackling sound, I couldn't handle it.
Have you not tried like a gel?
I don't need it. That's what I'm saying. Like when I shave, everything works out great. So I don't see the need of putting a product on.
See, I only have to shave like every 2 weeks. I'm a slow grower.
Right, I understand.
So,
like, even since when I first started shaving, I never did it then. And I was like, well, at some point, I'm going to have to start using it. But I never did. So, go figure.
Well, I just didn't know if you had sensitive skin.
No, the exact opposite, as a matter of fact.
That's interesting. I've never done it without gel.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what the difference would
be. Like, you get a very close shave.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I don't have much hair on my face ever.
See, you're a lot like me. And yours would probably be bronze.
Yeah, it's blonde and uneven.
Yeah, and uneven.
So it's just.
And mine's patchy.
Yeah,
basically.
I
need like some
Rogaine.
I have
a patch. It's okay, though. You just let it go.
And see, that's what my wife wants the most is some scruff.
Oh.
And I just can't grow it.
Yeah.
I can't give her everything.
I mean, so that,
you can't
I,
give
I,
her everything.
I wish I could grow a beard.
You already worked your fingers to the bone.
I wish I could grow a beard like Clint's, and I just can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I shaved this morning, and I look.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I shaved 30 weeks ago.
No, you
did.
Such a liar.
If you guys could see my face, it looked like somebody took some pencil marks and just like lightly.
No, you did. Are you promised?
I'm telling you. And if I do like slick shave it,
yeah.
Bethany like has a fit.
Yeah.
She's like, you look like a baby. You look like you're 12. So I just have to like use the little trimmers.
Well, just don't shave it all. If that's what you get.
But it's so patchy. It looks like I have mange
on
my face.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, puberty will hit one of these days.
No,
and like, wow.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what they've been telling me for the past 5 years.
I know, that's what it is.
She did rob the crib, though.
Well, she did. That's true. Well, you know, I don't think I could really grow. I've known me to grow a beard the last few years because of work and such, but it probably was in my mid-20s probably before I could have, if I had wanted to. That
Now, know. Did you have a goatee before that?
I did have a goatee back in the day.
Oh,
early
youth
pastor days.
Well, see, I don't think I remember the goatee.
Oh, no. This
I remember
was like 21.
I remember clean shaving.
Yes.
That's how I met
one
you.
One job I had to be clean shaven.
Yeah.
But for the first several years of our marriage, mm-hmm. all I had was a, of course, we've been married 15 years, so
right.
I had just the goatee.
Does Lisa like the beard?
Lisa loves the beard.
Well,
she doesn't like it to be real thick, though.
Right.
So I have to keep it. I just trimmed it. But she doesn't like it to be real like Santa. She doesn't
want
that.
Well, that sounds like something you should start to the beach.
I'm totally
when
okay with it.
When it comes to beach trips, I think that's when you like shouldn't shave.
Well, I'm okay with doing something. I don't know how. We're about, 2 months away from the beach trip?
A little less, more or less?
February, March, April. Or a little less than
3 months
away. So I would be fine if we could convince the Lisa to not make me shave for like maybe the last 2 months.
Well, now you can't get tan and then shave because then you have a tan mark.
Yeah, that's
your face.
Well,
if he just trims it. We're just talking about going a little thicker.
Just a little like 5 o'clock mm-hmm. shadow.
Yeah,
but I'll go back on like back in social media and see you like a clean face, and it almost scares me.
It's very weird.
Are you stalking? You stalk people?
Well, I stalk everyone.
Yeah.
So it's not personal.
We all do. If we all admit it.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do. That's it. I've been very curious all these times about who are all these people you have on your on the Conqueror page.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, it's a different person every day, if not multiple people. And I cannot figure it was driving me crazy.
It's
I had
almost
to
every week we get a new person.
I can
added,
tell.
Added to our like team.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Your team.
It's our team.
They're part
like
of your team.
It's like a team. It's like, like a family.
Awesome. All right. So, did you ask your fifth question?
Yes,
you asked your fifth question.
We're good.
Very good. Good job, Hunter. Good job. We salute you. That was a great job. So, and we've already kind of previewed this upcoming. It's our Super Bowl party extravaganza. We're opening up to juniors and seniors. So we're excited about having some young blood in the room with us. We're gonna have chicken fingers and buffalo wings, and we're going to have the game on. We're going to be doing a touchdown celebration dance competition.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, you are?
No.
No, not, probably not me either.
Nah, I'm too light in the skin.
Same. Yeah, I don't think we stand a chance, but I think there'll be some winners in the group. So it's going to be a good time. And then in just a few weeks is our big Conclave Winter Formal.
Yes.
The event of the winter.
February
17th.
Oh, we're going to be suited up.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yes.
Live entertainment. We'll all be dressed to the nines. Some nice music, and I mean, it's going to be a great
live
great
entertainment.
Oh, I'm telling you, the entertainment is top notch.
Is Conclave forking out some money for this?
No.
Oh, I about to say I didn't know we were going.
Well,
like that.
And when I say live entertainment, I don't mean like we have like a band or DJ.
Oh.
Of course, I will be on the ones and twos at part of it.
Oh.
But but no, we are playing a we are playing a game show that night with non Conclave people. So it's for your. It is audience participation in a way, but you get to sit there in your leisure, and you'll probably laugh more than you ever have in a long time.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, so it'll be a great time had by all. You will not want to miss it. Free of charge, of course. And we'll be using the fine china that night. The church is catering the food for us. I believe we're having roast beef, mashed potatoes, and other great dishes is what I was told by the leader.
Wow, real food dishes.
Real, I mean, I'm talking the crystal glasses.
See, we're used to eating paper in my house.
Oh,
like we hate running the dishwasher.
Oh, understand. Conclave, too. We used to throw away.
Yeah,
baby.
Paper plates every week.
Yeah. So it's
a formal special.
Yeah.
That's
so
right, plastic.
And that was birthed, by Casey Hall. Casey and Emily birthed the idea.
Oh,
idea
of the formal. Yeah. I thought you were talking about fine china.
Oh, no. The formal. So, all right. So, as we wrap up, Hunter, great job.
Thank you.
It's been long overdue. You've been an amazing guest.
Thank you so much.
And as a loyal listener, you are welcome to come back anytime.
Yes.
Anytime.
The door is always open.
The door is always open for you.
I need a key.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Am I pushing it?
Sensitive subject there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Kind of took on to Congress for me to get
one,
okay. But you know how it is.
Oh, you've got one?
A key?
You,
there was a whole ceremony.
There was a running joke about it until he actually got a key.
There was a social media push to get me a key.
Oh,
okay. Hashtag Clint needs a key.
Yeah, I remember the ceremony of the handing over.
Yes, well, now it's hashtag right. Clint has a key.
Clint has a key.
Oh, yeah,
that's true. Clint
there's power in the name.
Yes. So, Casey, why don't, as we get ready to close it out tonight, why don't you tell everybody how they can connect with us at Conclave?
Well, if you're in the metropolitan area of Alabama, every Sunday night at 6 p.m., we're going to have Conclave. Except for this Sunday, we're going to have a Super Bowl party extravaganza. It's going to be great. Or if you're not in the area, that's okay. You can still follow us on social media. I know Blog Talk, Stitcher, iTunes.
Hit that follow button.
Hit
subscribe.
The follow, the subscribe,
and
Conclave
leave a comment.
Radio.
Leave a comment on the podcast section of iTunes. We have several. We have lots of people subscribe, but we need people to leave a comment and talk about how much you love the podcast.
Yeah, we need feedback. That's
feedback.
But we're also on YouTube.
Yes,
I believe it's
we have our one video.
Conclave Metro.
Conclave Metro. That's right.
And then we're on Twitter and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is Conclave Metro.
Conclave Metro.
And then Instagram is Conclave_Metro.
Yes.
And we're always posting. We're always giving details about our upcoming event.
The
services.
YouTube channel is about to explode.
The YouTube channel is actually about to have videos.
Go,
yeah.
Subscribe.
Go ahead and subscribe. The one video enough right now is you need to subscribe and just watch our what do we call it? Our progressive dinner that
with
Scott and
Scott
Oscar.
And Oscar, yes.
Yeah, a fabulous video, might I add. So that's it. We've gotten through episode 16. So we will see you next week. as we get ready to wrap things up. We will see you next week, probably from the same studio here at the church until we get in our new palatial palace.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we'll
just
see.
Think of the wonders.
I can't wait. Real equipment. I don't know what to do with ourselves. But that'll be for episode 17. We'll see you next week, the next edition of
Conclave Radio.